In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Gerard Mayo on this show yesterday suggesting that Drake May has outplayed Jacoby Brissett. By the way, Jacoby Brissett, 3 o'clock today here on WEEI and on the Odyssey app, and that should be interesting. A couple text messages, and then I want to get into Mayo because we talked about this earlier, but 781 text for you, Wiggy. They want the same energy you have on Alex Cora with regard to Gerard Mayo when the Patriots end up 2-15 this season.
Okay, I'll give them the same energy.
Same energy, please.
I'll do that.
Do you read into that at all, that Jacoby's the guy at 3 o'clock?
Today?
Yeah.
No, because it's not a game week. It's not a game week, so I don't know, maybe.
I think Wiggy made a lot of sense earlier today saying that Gerard's saying that Gerard's going to meet with the team probably this morning, have a team meeting
tomorrow morning.
Oh, you say tomorrow morning.
Said
okay.
Tomorrow.
So
yeah,
then
so, yeah.
3 o'clock today wouldn't really make sense, but I don't know. He said he was going to make his decision by Monday night.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, giving you a look into the world of behind the scenes on what's going on within these next, 24 to 48 hours. What was today? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Or 24 hours?
I keep thinking it's Wednesday.
Legitimately the third time you've asked that.
Yeah, so listen.
It's Tuesday.
So it's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Here's how it works in the NFL, and it's cut down day. I've been there, I know, and I understand. Today, guys are sitting at home, day off, and guys are waiting for the phone call to see if they made the team.
Okay.
There are other guys that know they made the team, and then there's probably a meeting tomorrow morning to start the day one of the week install, getting ready for Cincinnati. That meeting's probably 7:30, 7 a.m., somewhere in that time frame. Tomorrow morning, guys will come into the meeting room. They'll look to the left and be like, oh, so-and-so got cut, and they'll be shocked. Mayo will walk in, and he'll say, okay, we had to let some guys go, give the whole spiel. Here's who we're going to go with our starting quarterback. Because I believe there are players in that locker room who don't know who the starting quarterback is.
Uh-huh.
And then he'll let them know, and then he'll go tell the media, like he said. That's why he kind of joke around and said, I'll let you know Wednesday. He'll say, here's going to be our week one starter, because that's going to be the guy who's going to get the majority of the reps from now until the game.
Do you like, and when I say you, I mean you, Patriots fans, I think I know how everybody around here feels, but certainly weigh in. Do you like the Gerard Mayo approach to doing interviews on this radio program and elsewhere? Do you like the fact that on Sunday night he is talking about Drake May being the number two, and then suddenly on this show yesterday morning, he's changed his mind, and Drake May has outplayed Jacoby Brissett.
Mm-hmm.
There are some, including Bill Simmons, Shime, who was critical of that yesterday after we did our interview. Is that correct?
Yeah, he tweeted yesterday, Mayo doesn't seem to understand how press conferences work. There's zero upside to actually admitting out loud that May has outplayed Brissett so far. So now what? You're going to start a rookie QB in week one behind the worst Pats O-line since the Plunkett era? Franchise is a mess.
Okay, so this is the Bill versus Mayo argument.
Mm-hmm.
Bill said nothing. Gave you nothing.
Yep.
Some felt like, and you played for him, so you would know.
Mm-hmm.
He did that to help the players out. So there were less distractions. They didn't need to, in the case of Jacoby Brissett, he didn't need to be asked this afternoon at 3 o'clock on this radio station if he thinks that Drake May has outplayed him or whatever, mm-hmm. right? Whatever yeah. the approach is going to be.
Help the players, because then the players knew Bill's not saying nothing. I can't get caught up in some type of word salad.
So I see both sides of it. Mm-hmm. I got a million messages yesterday, DMs or text messages after Gerard Mayo was on saying, yes, love Mayo. The guy is upfront and honest, says whatever's on his mind, what a refreshing change that is. And then I got a million other ones saying, what is he doing? Why is he doing this?
You can't have it both ways, though, right. For all the people that complained about Bill. He's going to change his mind throughout the season. He's going to say something one day, and then maybe it's going to change in as little as 12 hours.
Right.
It's just going to be how it goes. And if people complain enough about this and call him out and say that he's dishonest, then we're going to get Bill all over again.
No, I don't think so, but the 90% of people at the end were like, oh, Bill gives you nothing. It's the worst, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't say nothing. Why do you even have him on? Like, that's how people are feeling. And I get what you're saying, Courtney. People wanting their cake and eating it too. Mayo has said, and he's shown, I'm doing it different than Bill. So there's no, even if Mayo says something, he's not going back to the Bill way. What he's going to have to do is he's just going to have to answer the questions because he's willing to talk. So the question will be next week when we talk to him, well, you said Drake May is ahead of Jacoby Brissett.
Why are you starting Jacoby Brissett week one?
And he's going to have to explain that. Sooner or later, he's going to keep backing up, and there's going to be a ledge, and he's going to fall off of it.
Bill did it strategically, Wiggy.
Right. But then people at the end were like, Bill gives you nothing.
But Bill didn't care. He didn't feel the need to give you anything.
Right.
He thought it was better for the football team when he didn't give you anything.
I know that, but we're talking about, you asked, which way do you prefer? I think more people prefer the Mayo way because based on what we've known from how it was at the end with Bill, people didn't like that. No one liked that Bill didn't give you anything. So
978 texter, I prefer the Bill approach.
I'd ask that same 978 texter 6 months ago, how'd you feel about Bill's approach? He would probably, or she would have been like, oh, he doesn't say nothing. This is horrible.
For me, here's another one. For me, it wasn't the fact that Bill gave nothing. It was the fact that he was so rude and ignorant about it. Okay.
All right. But you can't be, and I've always said, I like the way Bill did it. I like the way Mayo doesn't. I'm in the middle when it comes to that. I've never been like, oh, what Bill's doing is wrong. Or you know, and you see, like with Rex Ryan, hey, that works for him. I think it can create problems, but I got no issue with the way Rex Ryan said anything because it trickled down to the locker room. And then certain guys are not as well coached to, you know, say what, you know, control what they're saying and might say anything. So sometimes when you have a coach that says anything, it could bleed down to somebody who might say something that just could get into the locker room.
Isn't this just a little unfair, too, to Gerard Mayo? The guy's been a head coach for, what, like 4 months?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, yeah, this is how he's going to be forever. He's just going
to
say way too much.
Unfair to him.
Well, no, but like he's learning on the job.
On the job? Is that an issue as an NFL head coach?
I mean, Greg, everybody learns when they start a new job. Yeah, and like job that he's literally never had before.
You learn when you start a new job. You don't often start at the top.
Normally, yeah, that would be the case, but he is. And so he is in a unique position where he was given the keys to the Ferrari, and they're like, he doesn't know how to drive stick, and they're like, well, figure it out. And that's kind of what he's doing.
Yeah, but you're not really learning when you start things off by saying you're going to do things are going to be different there than the guy who ran it for multiple years before that, and it's a guy who you worked under, so you know the ins and outs of how he ran things.
Yeah, but he's doing it his way.
Right, yeah.
The learning on the job stuff, like, okay, every coach, when they're most coaches, they are first-time head coaches, and guess what? They come in and they have to learn on the job. Like, it's the same way with Drake May. I'd rather see him learn and learn from some of the mistakes that he makes from playing. We felt this way about Mike McDaniel and how he would have some of his press conferences.
How's the result been down there?
It's been pretty good.
It has?
Well, they made the playoffs, what, two of his – how long has he been coaching there, 3 years?
Two.
2 years?
Yeah, two, because it was Flores before that.
Okay, and hasn't he made the playoffs in both of the years he's been a head coach?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's been pretty good. So I don't subscribe to the, Mayo is first-year coach, doesn't know what he's doing. Every coach is a first-year coach nowadays, 99% of them. Look at all the coaches that were hired this year. I think there was eight coaches hired. The only one that I think was a former NFL head coach, wasn't it Jim Harbaugh?
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Right, Sean?
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
Oh, okay, no. I mean, I think out of all the coaches that have coached this year, I think there were 8 of them new head coaches. Wasn't Harbaugh the only one that was a former NFL?
Raheem Morris, also a former coach.
Yeah, but wasn't he an intern, though?
Yeah, but then he was also the full-time coach at one point.
All right, so there's 2 of them.
Dan Quinn was also a former coach.
Yeah, I mean, the 3 of them. Listen, he's a great interview. He's a better interview than Bill was, I think.
Yeah, he's doing it his way.
I just don't know if strategically it is going to pay off for him.
Think about how Matt Patricia used to get killed in Detroit and just nationally because he tried to do it like Bill. And Curtis always talks about this. Gerard is doing it his way. And whether you like it or not, he has said, if I get the opportunity to coach, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to take some things from Bill because he said that, you know, yesterday there was a comment he made about you can't win if you're losing or something like that for losing. How the hell did he say that? Jesus, what did he say? You can't win if you're always losing or something like that, right? Uh-huh. And he said we've been saying that around here for a long time.
But I just think people have a longer leash when it comes to coaches that are winning and being kind of a jerk to media or not giving anything. If you have a guy like Matt Patricia, mm-hmm. who's now a head coach and doing it the Bill way, but you haven't done anything, that's when people, I think, get annoyed. So I think Gerard Mayo is making the right decision, doing it his own way and being his own person and being pretty open when it comes to media because he hasn't done anything yet. So if you just come in with this hard head jerk mentality, then people are going to say, why are you being like this? You guys haven't won a single game.
And you can't do that because that's the Bill way. And you're always going to get criticized if you're on the Bill. If Gerard had never played for Bill and that was just his style.
He's not supposed to learn anything working under the greatest head coach of all time.
No, like learning that is cool.
Yeah,
but basically imitating is what would get him into problems. Learning is cool from Bill. But if you come in, you have the same type of way you handle the media. You're not saying anything. Then you're like imitating Bill's style, or you're trying to say, oh, I'm going to coach just like Bill, and you're not being yourself.
It's okay to, if it works. If it worked, if when it came to Bill refusing to give any nugget of information to anybody on the outside, did it work?
It worked for Bill.
It worked when Tom Brady was here.
Okay. Thank you, Curtis.
But it's true, Greg. Post Tom Brady, it has not worked. It has actually had the opposite effect.
Well, that's
it has created chaos.
That's when people got sick of it. So at the bottom line, people are going to let Gerard Mayo do whatever he wants to do, whether he wants to talk to media, not talk to media, be open, not be open, as long as he's winning games. If he's not winning games, they're going to criticize no matter what approach he takes.
Yeah, but if that's who you are, it is like Andy Reid doesn't, you know, have the Bill approach, and it works for him.
Right.
It worked for Bill.
But he's winning.
Right. Bill came from the Parcells tree. Bill Parcells didn't do it the way Bill Belichick does it, and it worked for Bill Parcells. It's just the personality of the person.
Okay. Well, we will get to hear how open Jacoby Brissett is 3 o'clock today. And John Jones, 4 o'clock today, this afternoon, here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.